Blog Talk Radio.
I was singing this song.
singing the song. broken, but I can't let go of hope. open, so I leave my door wide open. All my friends keep telling me I just need someone new. Whenever ever I do, I'm gonna think of you. If it seems like somebody took your spot, well that's just not true. Cause I'ma think about you. I'ma think about you. I'ma think about you. Think about you when I'm with somebody new. I'ma think about you. I'ma think about you. You. Think about you.
Welcome. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good, Diva. How are you?
I'm good, actually. You know, peaceful and it's calm tonight. It's just one of those nights, and I so appreciate it. I truly, truly appreciate the atmosphere and everything. You know? Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
Better than that. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is Diva's Talk. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my raw links on, Diva. You got yours on?
Always, Diva, always. My poor bracelet is my favorite.
Mine too. You know what? I love the little microphone on it. It just does something for it, and it never loses its luster. I love that. I don't know what kind of metals it is, but I just love the fact that it doesn't change. What's your favorite part about that bracelet? The whole thing, or you like that little microphone? But
I love the stones, but it's poet. Like, I am a poet, and so when people look at it, they'll go, oh, that's a pretty bracelet. I'm like, thank you very much. Oh, you're a poet? You know what? And I'm thinking, gives me a lot of pride sometimes. And I'm like, yes.
Absolutely. I told you, I have so many raw links, and I'm going to tell y'all how to get those in a second. I have to hide them from my kids. Because they come in here and they're like, oh, you know, I got a jewelry box full of raw links. Because, you know, I love them. I got necklaces and I got bracelets. And I just love them. I have earrings as well, in case you guys didn't know that. But before I go any further, let me give a big shout out and thank you to someone who is not just a good friend of mine, but he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby. And ladies and gentlemen, you can actually acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry that my co-host and I speak of on Amazon, Instagram, and over at Raw Links, BeRaw@Facebook.com. And if you can't get them there, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of these beautiful pieces. And he makes everything, anklets, bracelets, rings, earrings, necklaces, you name it. He got it for you. I promise you that.
Right.
So, Diva. I think this is a pretty good discussion that we can have tonight, because I want to know what lies at the heart in the flow of your ink.
You know, that's a good question. I think that everything in me lies in that flow of my ink. It's what I feel deep down in my heart and soul, you know what I mean? And then it comes out in my ink. I'm not a person that uses a lot of metaphors or, you know, but it's just my heart is going out on that paper or out on my computer, however it gets. And, you know, you get to look at it a little later and go, wow, I really felt that way. And I did.
Absolutely. I'm pretty much the same. Everything that I experience in life is at the heart of my ink. And that's just the way it is. I like nature. I like the natural things. I love simplicity. So I'll be looking out the window a lot of times if I'm not in here crocheting, which is that's my relaxation, also a part of my creative time. I could be walking down the street, smell something, or see a little bird land in the dirt and you know, give yourself a little dirt bath or anything.
Right.
And it inspires me to write, or just, you know, I like to sit back and take a deep breath and just take it all in. You know, and that's what keeps my pen flowing, man. I never put my pen down. It's always in hand, ready. Well, you know, that's a metaphor, but y'all get what I'm saying. You know, but life itself does it for me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, Diva, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint. And I know from the time that you had off and you had to take a little retreat, I know you was just itching to spit. But you couldn't. And I understand how that feels, man. I'm trying to tell you. Now, I know you did a little bit of writing. And I know you got something in the arsenal if you didn't do any writing.
Well, I've done some. And my goodness, I just lost it. But anyway, I can do one of my archived ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, wait a minute. I think it's called I Wish, but let's see. But normally when you ask someone what lies at the flow of their ink, you know, they'll tell you that writing, period, is cathartic. Writing helps you get your feelings out, whatever that they are, and it just works. It works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me see. All right. You know, this piece is called I Wish for You, or What I Wish for You. How about that?
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. What I wish for you is peace, that the chaos will cease and leave in its place understanding. Because the world's so demanding, pulled in so many directions, causing you to don hats you couldn't wear, wondering if anyone would care. See, it's too much. And what you crave is touch to heal you, feel you as you go through. Why do they believe you're the rock, like they can call you around the clock, expecting you to take care of their issues? Look, say no, pass those tissues, because no one appreciates you while you're here. They'll be doing the same thing after you're gone, crying how they miss you, lying how you were everything they held dear. I wish you quiet. To walk alone, to ground yourself, feel spirit move through you, guide you until time to go home. Whatever grief you feel, I wish you comfort. Day brings you rest, so that at the end of the day, you're still blessed. I wish for you serenity, tranquility in your own home. Remember, you're never, ever alone. Keep praying, maintaining a relationship with the divine. And believe me, you'll be fine. And that's the end of that piece.
Oh, Diva. Oh, so beautiful. And your voice just makes it all the more beautiful. When, you know, words are very, very powerful. And when
Absolutely.
You speak such beautiful words like that, they come from a place of purity. It sends out an amazing vibe for people, whoever it is that you wish those beautiful things for. And I just love it. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I heard I think I did hear you spit that piece before, but it's so pretty. Oh my goodness. Every time you say it, I wish. It just
right.
makes you go, oh. It's so pretty. Thank you for that, Diva.
Right.
Oh wow.
Thank you. But Diva, I'm going to step off the soapbox and turn on the spotlight on you because I know you got a piece that'll blow my mind. Everybody else's. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, I don't know about blowing the minds. I, too, reached in my archives to grab something for you guys. And this is called The Birth of a Pen. You see her scars, but you weren't there when the damage was being done. Everything about you is under a microscope. Everything from head to toe these days. But honestly, I don't think anyone has seen that more than me because I've been on display all my life. Observing everywhere I go like I'm some caged animal by day and night. They told me my texture of my hair wasn't right, so it wasn't the same. The shade of my skin was too dark, so I'm not the same. My physical pain couldn't be real because my physical development wasn't the same. And because I was different, I wasn't allowed to have my own. Nothing to my name. But they made me to blame. I was put in a space with some things to make it appear they belong to me. But at any given time, they actually belong to someone else. Because they were always taken away while they were telling me, you got to give this back to them now. That taught me how to hide my tears. I was not supposed to be happy inside, so my smile wasn't even mine. Because it made them feel unhappy, so it definitely wasn't desired. Now, I've been here a little over half a century throughout time, and I can count on one hand how many times I've experienced true happiness and joy. 8 years ago, I was honest with myself, and I made peace with life. 2 years after that, I found internal peace. Deep within from spirit, but especially from my poetry. So I always have my pen now because, well, I've always had access to a pen. The one thing they always saw was just that, a pen. But it was so much more to me. My pen is me. And you can always find something to write on. Doesn't take much to put yourself in the spotlight either. Just like I said, someone is always watching. But I glow because I know my worth. I understand that poetry is to be lived and life worth living. Poetry is every cell in my body prompting me to write just because sometimes I just got something to prove. Something to say. Poetry is seeing art in the natural way, through the process of simplicity, like when seasons change and the way the breeze makes the leaves on the branches of the trees sound and move so gently when it flows through them. The tranquility of life awakening to nature just before dawn. Poetry is stillness in the quiet, taking notice of every tiny ripple on the water being defined by the sun, dancing with it, just because it likes to sparkle and shine in its presence. Poetry is hurt and counted heartbeats through pain, giving love absolute when seeing the magnificence and beauty still behind the eyes of the angry, wounded beast. Just to awaken love in it again. Poetry has had me holding on to some semblance of grace, always hoping there's happiness someday to regain. So this is the birth of a pen. And my poems are never finished, just paused when ended. And that's their piece.
I love that piece. There's
Thank
so many
you.
Things that, yeah, there's so many things that to me were autobiographical, if I'm correct. You know, you got blamed for things that wasn't even your fault. And there's some
mm-hmm.
things you got blamed for existing, you know, and possibly looking like someone else or looking different from where you lived, you know, with the people,
mm-hmm.
you know, you live with. And
mm-hmm.
that touches me so much. it touches me because in this day and age, we're still judged by the color of our skin, what our hair looks like, what our bodies look like, all that. And
mm-hmm.
now we have to walk. You know, we have to walk alone a lot of times, but, you know, when we do, we get stronger and
mm-hmm.
we get so much. And I truly believe that. I just, you know, couldn't say it any other way, but your piece is amazing. And it just made me think to like, wow, why in this day and age still does it matter? Why can't people just let go and let live? That's something, I'm telling you. But that was beautiful, Diva. I just saw like everything. You know what I mean? I'm like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. You know, I'm gonna give you a little bit of background on that. When I was speaking mm-hmm. in the beginning of them making me feel different, that was what I experienced within the home that I grew up in. It was a very real thing about colorism, because I'm the dark skinned one, I'm not really that dark.
Mm-hmm.
But when you grow up with, when the majority of the family are what we call red bones, and their hair, they have a different texture of hair than mine. Theirs is fine and thick and long. Mine was coarse and thick and long.
Okay.
I was constantly reminded that I was different, and I wasn't a part of the best. That's how I was made to feel all the time. I never really truly felt like home to me. I always felt like the stranger, the outsider, or the outcast. And that's just how it was, you know. But I think I've been blessed where I didn't wind up with a cold, shut-off heart or being
right.
jaded or angry.
Yeah.
I may have been hurt most of my life, but I was never walking around angry or mad at the world. The only thing I wanted was just love, real love. And even though I was married for a long time, I was married for over 20 years, I still am yet to experience true love from the other side. You know, I give it. I have so much to give, but I haven't experienced it yet. Where I can actually say, you know what, I know he loved me. Now, because, you know, it seems like with a heart like mine, it was just a convenience for people to use for them to make themselves look better.
Right.
Just all kinds of craziness, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. It's just some of us just are dealt a certain hand in life, and I played it, I believe, to the best of my ability, and I got through it. But I know peace now. I do know love now from y'all, my soul tribe, you know, and I know it's coming from a place of purity and truth. But,
absolutely,
you know, it's still that one part that's missing for me, my partner. But I'm still patient. I'm still here. I'm still around. And let's go pay some bills, Diva. No, we'll come right back. All right?
Tiffany Radio. is Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back once again. You know what? Some of these songs I haven't listened to or played in so long. I forget that they have a little extra added on to it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of throws me off. But It's all good. It's all good. So, Diva. Would you happen to have another piece that we can give to our listening audience?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, this is fresh ink. Just finished about an hour ago.
Ooh,
almost an hour.
We got to get treated. All right, well, let me move out the way and fix the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. As a kid, I was surrounded by love, happiness, and joy. Yet confusion, sadness, madness at times tormented me. I can't believe this is my bed. I had a happy childhood. How could this be? The second I got rid of one demon, several others came to take its place. I can't seem to fight this. Everything is chaotic in my headspace. People came in and out of my life, some quietly, loving, some full of strife. Do you understand what I'm saying? I tried not to take it personally, but the thoughts inside bombarded me, tried to possess me. So I fought back spiritually, by the word and letting my pen flow. And what no longer serves me, I let go. Whatever anyone feels or does, it's none of my business. I'm entitled to my own happiness. My whole being is in the heart of my pen, where the ink flows free like a stream. Sometimes I need to cry or blow off steam, because I know, too, this shall pass. So I choose happy, whether awake or in a dream. And that's that piece.
Ooh, I'll try to get myself off mute. You know, Diva, you have such a soft voice and a gentle way of spitting your pieces. Now, there are sometimes when you push your energy, girl, and we'd be like, oh, why she ain't come to play tonight? But these pieces, especially this one you just finished writing, is very gentle. And there's no, I can't even get a grasp at the word right now, but it's just, it's the softness is such a purity, it's such a truth within there, and it keeps you holding on. You know, your pieces, when you spit them like this, is like that pillow, that one pillow that you love to lay your head on and sink into. No matter what position you're in, you know that one particular pillow, like that favorite blanket that just feels good all the time. It's a comfort spot when you read your pieces, and they're just beautiful. And I love this too. Thank you so much for it. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, my diva. Well, thank you. And now I'm ready for your second piece.
All right, this is an oldie, what I like to call, I'm sorry, thank you. This is what I love to call oldie but goodie. For me, it is, okay?
Right.
And this is called, thank you. I love to write your image. I love to write your image. I spilled my ink on your canvas because you asked for me. Not pieces or a part, but me. So the only present that I want to receive is the presence of you. Love to write your image. I peek through my tangled tresses and see the inner strength behind the water in your eyes. Search for peace in your face from a spirit radiating a bright fire that says, tread lightly. I love to write your image. Absorbing each and every syllable of power behind your words spoken, never loosely expressed from frivolity nor cavalier. Because it's personal. I love to write your image. I love to write your image upon the bricks of my remembrance, and my sad eyes smile, shine whenever I gaze your way, as I am completely enthralled within the stimulating, intoxicating intelligence. Burn it upon my forevermore. Spray it upon my forgetting moment, so as it passes to forgetting, loudly will I read your image written with the love I have when writing. I just want to love you in the most amazing way. Change is inevitable and necessary. But simply put, for you are unforgettable. And I love to write your image. And that's that piece.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, when you recite your pieces, you know who says that you have that bedroom voice. But, you know, you give a lot of imagery. And it's like all the rest of the poets, and I know I do too, but the way you speak it takes me there, and it makes me see things. And almost, you know, sometimes it gets so good, I'm at the end of my chair, and then all of a sudden I'm like, it's over. Oh, no.
Aww.
A little bit more. But, but yeah.
Thank you so much, Diva.
Yes,
thank
that was
you, thank
totally
you. Well, Diva, it seems as though we have come to a short night. And
yes.
I want to thank you as always for riding shotgun with me and allowing me to ride shotgun with you, and giving your unique, beautiful personality, your lovely, sultry voice, that amazing poetry. And I also want to say thank you to my listeners who streamed online, the callers that listened in. Yeah, we didn't have much participation, but that's okay. It's all right, you know, because even though you didn't, you know, let your voice be heard tonight, you still called in, and that means everything to us here at Epiphany. Because without y'all calling in, we'd just be two divas here, probably just having a little bit of banter running our mouths, you know. But before I say goodbye, I'm going to let my diva give her closing words.
Ladies and gentlemen, to reiterate, thank you so much for listening in. And if you're listening online, we really appreciate it. All I want you guys to do is stay safe. I heard there's a lot of bad weather coming your way, so I want everyone to stay safe. Practice wisdom. Don't go out if you don't have to. And take care of yourselves, because you know, COVID and RSV and all that, it's not over yet. So you guys take care. God bless.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, one thing won't change. I'm not going to change the way I end my shows. I want you to continue to get that good relationship with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. And like my diva said, please stay safe. Stay safe. And I love you guys. And don't forget to stop and smell the roses. Take that time out for yourself. And just enjoy life. And with that, I'm going to say peace. And I'm going to take you out with this.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds like a song. I want more berries and the summer feeling. So wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar, I. Watermelon sugar, I. Watermelon sugar, I. Watermelon sugar, I.
I don't know video.
Watermelon sugar, strawberries. Oh. and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and a summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.